What I was asked was, what role will the Prime Minister and the Cabinet play in the election? And the answer I gave was, I'm going to lead the election campaign. I'm our candidate for First Minister. This election's about Scotland. And the best thing the Prime Minister can do, the Cabinet can do, and government ministers across the UK can do, is be behind their doors, at their desks, changing outcomes for people across the country.
You gave that answer with a straight face. Let's be honest.
That's what I said.
Yeah, we know what you really mean, because when you launch a campaign this week, no red, no Labour Party logo, if there was, it was tiny.
This was in front of the
flag of Scotland. And what you're really saying to people is, I want to get as far away from Keir Starmer as I possibly can. Let me ask you a question you were asked a number of times this week. Is he doing a good job?
Yeah, on many measures, he's doing a good job. If you look at wages going up, mortgages coming down, child poverty falling, more investment in our public services, austerity ended, net migration down significantly from the peak under the Boris years.
I'm saying
on many measures, he's doing a good job. But I'm not going to live in denial that we... You know, for many people right now in the public, the Prime Minister and the UK government is not popular. And I'm going to be open with people and say, I'm not going to stand for First Minister in Scotland in denial of that. I'm telling you that I believe I can win in defiance of it, because I am going to make this election about Scotland.
But overall, you don't think he's doing a good job. And
the point about the Soul Tire is, it is my flag as much as it's John Swinney's. No party owns the Soul Tire. I've had too many Reform politicians or SNP politicians question my loyalty to Scotland. I'm standing to lead the country I love, the country I believe in, and that's why I want to make this election about Scotland. How funny it is that the Nationalists want to make the election about Britain.
Well, it's not just about Scotland, it is about Britain.